said, hungry. And he was looking for figs on the tree. And then he cursed it. How come he didn't bless it? I was wondering. I mean, you know, if he was hungry, so he didn't get to eat. And then the next thing he did was went into the temple and drove them out. I probably drove them out because he was hungry. Sometimes we can get a little bit cranky when we're hungry. You know, I'm just like, but that's the thing, though. Jesus could have blessed the tree. He chose to curse it. And I believe, truly believe, there would have been figs on the tree when he got back. All that driving people out and flipping tables made him a little bit hungrier. Could have had some figs to eat. But they saw that it was cursed. And then he gives him that formula on how whoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe in the things in which he says, he will have whatsoever he says. Everything you do by faith is to the glory of God, and it is impossible to please him without it. It is impossible to please God without faith. So either way, Christ's love controls us. God is not holding your past against you because you have new spiritual DNA. That curse doesn't run in your family anymore because you have been adopted into a new family. So you have to change the way you think by renewing your mind 4 times a week. 4 times. And I'm telling you, you're going to change not only your life, but your family's life and the people around you. Because he doesn't just fill you halfway up. It's to the full till it overflows. And when it's spilling out over you, all over you, it's coming on other people. I mean, it just becomes contagious. Y'all remember Vernon back in the day? Yeah. Vernon? Have you ever had a conversation with him without laughing or smiling? Why? Because it was overflowing. He was filled with joy. He was filled with love. I mean, that's how he was. And that's the thing. When people come around you, what's spilling out from you is what you've been given more to. You know, if it's hatred and anger and bitterness or what have you, that's spilling out. If it's love, joy, peace, patience, that's what's going to come out. That's what's spilling out on everyone else. You're not that person anymore. Well, my dad used to work on a railroad. My grandpa, my dad worked on it. And his dad worked on a railroad. And his dad worked on a railroad. I said, well, but you don't have to. What if God is calling you to be the engineer? He's calling you to a higher position. You don't have to keep doing the same thing just because someone else had did it and it was maybe safe or what have you. What is the Lord calling you to do? It doesn't mean that you're better than them, but when you hear him, will you obey? When he talks to you, will you obey? Here's the thing. When it comes to your kids, teach them what you've learned. Teach them. Teach them how you overcame these problems. Don't keep that from them. How do you deal with stress? How do you deal with peer pressure when you were in high school? Well, I didn't. I went right along with it. I was the one who was pressuring other people. I said, okay, that could have been a life for you, but guess what? You're changed now. You're in the family of faith. But you can be honest with them. You don't have to play this perfect role because everybody knows ain't no one perfect. But the reality of it is, you can tell them. You can share those things with them. Teach them. God has given you the task of reconciling people back to him. I have a younger brother, always gotten in trouble. Always gotten in trouble. And the last time he was here for my son's wedding, I said, me and my brother were kind of talking with him and stuff. Man, if you need help, we're here. If you need somebody to talk to, we're here. Because a lot of times we think that we have to do it on our own and trying to figure it out and stuff. And it can get hard. So as I'm sharing what Jesus has done for us through the cross and the blood that he has shed for us, tears just start rolling down his cheek. He didn't know God loved him like that. And he gave his life to Jesus. Now, I hope he's still on that right path, but I never would have had that moment if I didn't turn to Jesus. You may not be able to save your family now, but get yourself right. And when you're in that condition to where you can go back, whew. That was my alarm. I thought I'd be more into my message on that one, but you do it right since you got your life right with God. If they don't want to listen, don't take offense. Just pray that God will come across their path and water that seed that you sowed. Okay? Your thoughts and speech are what will help you raise, will help raise you up from the dead things in your life. The woman with the issue of blood, what did she say? If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. New Living Translation says, for she thought. The Amplified Version says she kept saying to herself. She wasn't saying, I've had this thing for 12 years and I'm not ever going to get any help. Who's going to help me? Who's going to do this for me? It wasn't the complaining. She says, if I may just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. She kept saying it over and over and over again until she had that opportunity to do it. Your self-talk matters. When you know that the Father is a healer and you haven't seen any results, you have to say to yourself, after the fact that you have received prayer, after the fact that you have confessed the word over your body, Lord, I thank you for healing me. No. I know Pastor so-and-so or that evangelist, that person, my aunt, uncle, my friend, my wife, my husband, pray for me. I receive it. And every day you walk in that with thanksgiving and praise. Every day. Lord, I thank you for my marriage. I thank you for my kids. I thank you that they have the right relationships, that they're in the right relationship. Lord, I thank you that they're making smart choices, smart decisions. Lord, I thank you for that every day. You don't back off just because you see the wrong thing. I thank you, Lord, that these migraines are gone in Jesus' name. I thank you that I have no taste for alcohol. I thank you that I no longer lead this thing in my life. I thank you that you have delivered me from all my fears. You don't back down from that confession. I thank you, Lord, that my business is booming. If there was anything that we should get stuck in our minds, it should be that God is a good father. No, years ago, used to make alarm clocks. That's when this was supposed to go off. I put it around 11:15. They made alarm clocks. Y'all remember those AM, FM radios? And you could set it to a song, your radio station that you liked, or you can set it to the buzzer. Now, I don't know about you. Hopefully this isn't you, because I don't think we have anybody in here like that. Not that I know how y'all sleep. But who in the world, in their right mind, can sleep through the buzzer? You hear it. I said, seriously, you can have 3 or 4 alarm clocks in your home and you can sleep through the buzzer and it wakes everybody up but the person in the room. And then you got to hit snooze. And then 9 minutes later, it comes on again. I'm like, my goodness, Jessica over there raising Telly's hand. We love you, Telly. You work hard, man. That's all right. You deserve that extra 9 minutes. But we also would set it to our station that we liked. Mine growing up was 104.7, I believe. The Q. Theo. Theo was an Asian dude, but he talked black. We never knew Theo was Asian. And he was on Brandy, I believe, one time. I said that song, what was it, Moesha? Back in the day. And this Asian dude, he came on. So you can Google that, Theo on Moesha. It's an Asian dude. Talk black. But I tell you, I tell you what, he can lay it down. But he wasn't on in the morning. It was like in the afternoons, though. But 104.7, play that song. We couldn't play it too loud because, again, my dad's a preacher. So, you know, there was some different music coming on. But you wake up, and that song, whatever song you're waking up to, you know it's stuck in your head all day long. All day long. Every once in a while, when I feel like I'm stuck, I play that song. See, Jive was supposed to come on here, but it didn't. It played a different song. And that different song was Ain't No Stopping Us Now. We're on the move. McFadden. Yeah. And get me going. Be grooving. And you get stuck. You get stuck. You get that song stuck in your mind. I said, you play a song, it gets stuck in your mind. You read the Word of God, it'll get stuck in your mind. It'll begin to renew your mind. It'll begin to transform you. If we're going to get stuck on something, let's get stuck on God. That's a good stuck. But he won't keep you stuck. He'll keep you moving to new and better things in him. You thought I was going to do the surprise, surprise one, weren't you? So what's your focus on? Matthew 14 says about 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once, "Don't be afraid." He said, "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong winds and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus says. "Why did you doubt me?" So how have you been feeling lately? Have you been feeling like you've been sinking a little bit? Peter only started sinking because his focus was off. It was distracted. See, Jesus is never going to let you down. He says, "If that is you, tell me to come to you to walk on water." Jesus is over there. "Come." What's he going to say? "It's not me." He says, "Come." And then he crawls, climbs over the side of the boat, and he begins walking on the water. And then all of a sudden, strong winds start to come up. The waves begin to become more dangerous and what have you. But the thing about it is, the same faith that Jesus operated in was the same faith that he gave you. And yet Jesus didn't sink. Fear is what got into Peter. And see, when you allow your fear to overcome your faith, you'll drown. Fear tolerated his faith, contaminated. The same faith to move a mountain, the same faith to curse that fig tree, the same faith to raise the dead, the same faith that raised him from the dead, the same faith that healed that woman, the same, it's in you. He's given that to you. And then we allow fear to overcome that faith. And then we start drowning. As long as Peter's focus was on Jesus, he was fine. It was fine. So if you feel like you've been drowning in your sorrows and your misery, what have you been feeding? Fear or faith? Because the more you feed, the more it'll grow. See, Jesus is the one who can save you from all fears. Turn to him. And the other disciples were watching Peter. I said, see, Peter wasn't ashamed with that. He didn't care how he looked with the other ones. He was like, "Lord, save me." And sometimes we can get a little bit embarrassed because we might be drowning at times. We can't allow pride. We can't allow shame, guilt, and all that stuff to stop us from coming to Jesus. He wants to save us. He wants to deliver us. He's our Lord and Savior. So fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Fear will have you running away from something that isn't even chasing you. And honestly, those winds and the waves would have never drowned Peter if he wouldn't have taken his eyes off of them. There is no problem. There is no trouble. There is no situation. There is no trial. There is no thing in this world that can ever drown you, that can take your life, that can conquer you when your focus is on Jesus. That should give you some hope. No matter what comes your way, God has already equipped you for it. Amen. You'll see it like a slow ball coming, fastball coming at you, but it's just real slow. You can see the seams as if it's like just coming and you can just knock it out the park. So what has the Lord told you that requires you to walk out on water to speak, so to speak? What has he told you? What is that thing that he's called you to? That is so big that you're afraid to take that next step. Is it starting a new career? Or is it just trusting in him? Is it just believing in his timing? You know, God's timing and our timing are totally off. Because we want it now. Abraham wanted it. Lord, you said you were going to have a child come from me, from my loins. And so, you know, they have to speed up the process and go with Hagar. Our process is a whole lot quicker than God's. And he's saying, wait a minute, there's some things that's got to be worked out here. And we may not see all those things. We may not see this door. Well, you got to shut the door to this here. We got to shut. God's got to do a whole lot of stuff behind the scenes in order for you to receive fully what he wants for you. And here's the thing. We just may not be ready at that time. Sometimes we may rush it. His timing and our timing are usually way off. It's like night and day. And here's the thing. God is not going to tell you to do something that's going to require your own strength or your own faith. It's going to require his, what he gave you. That mountain moving is going to require you to do that. He's not going to have you do something that is just so easy within your own concept. It's going to require him to do it. I talk about teachers. I'm thankful for teachers and stuff. I said, but the grace that y'all have to take care of somebody else's kids for 8 hours and teach them, 8+ hours, and then be with them if you're doing extracurricular activities and stuff, I said, God bless you. That's something that's beyond anyone. But he's graced you for it. Takes care of somebody else's kids all day long. 30 different personalities. Some of them barking in the back of the classroom. Nowadays. Back then, we get a paddle on us. We act up. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. See, the battleground, we have to set our weapons up by keeping ourselves in the Word daily. 4 times a week, you will begin to see your family line change. 4 times. You'll see a difference. Things that I said, you'll just won't have a need for certain things. There's a lot of fluff that you got to tighten up. You won't have a love for those things anymore. You'll start cutting that stuff out. Just 4 times a week. Why? Because you're going to develop more of a love for his word and his commands and his promises than you are what the world has to offer. 4 times a week. Oh, I can't cut that out. You can. But allow the word of God to transform you when you do it rather than me trying to tell you or somebody else, you need to stop that. Renew your mind with the word of God. You'll see. You have a problem cussing? Read the word. Read the word. You mistreating your spouse and read the word. Read what it says. It'll begin to change your heart. Having a hard time listening to your parents? Read the word. or get your behind whipped. No. Read the word. It'll begin to change your heart and your love for one another. Read his word 4 times a week, minimum. Whenever you want, at your discretion. Faith in Jesus and becoming that water walker like Peter. He's the only one that outside of Jesus was able to do it. I've seen people try it and they drowned. But they weren't doing it for the love of God. They were doing it to just prove a point that they have faith. That's the wrong way to do it. Four times.
Can I ask you a question, Pastor Tim? Yes. My cousin this weekend went to Living Maze and they got shot. They did not make it this week.
Okay.
I need a lot of prayer about that today.
We will pray for you. Okay? Amen. 4 days a week, you spending time in the Word. Got a hardened heart 4 times a week. It'll help you. You get cranky, get some food. Maybe you haven't eaten. Thank you, Jesus. Renew your minds. Quit allowing the enemy to play games with you. Lashing out at each other. Renew your minds. It's easy to stop, go on, what have you. But once you start renewing it, it won't even matter anymore. It becomes like second nature. Until you mastered it. They used to say, I use sport analogies all the time because I play as that you do it until you can't mess it up. You're always perfecting that love walk. Do it until you can't mess up. Then you'll be able to spring back a whole lot quicker. This relationship, it may take you a while to get over. This relationship, a little quicker. That relationship, now because you're continually renewing your mind, it becomes quicker and quicker. And then it's like, did you really do that? So we all got our own works that we need to do as far as in the Word of God. Amen. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for all you've done. And Lord, we thank you for your word and your healing power, Lord. And Father God, if there's anyone here today that has never asked Jesus to come into their hearts, they never received you as Lord and Savior, Father God, we just want to give them time to make that confession. If you've never given your life to Jesus and you want to do that today, raise your hand and we will pray with you. If there's anyone here that is dealing with any kind of ailment in their body, sick, anything, we want to pray with you. Raise your hand real quick. Thank you. We see that hand. Thank you. We see that hand. Thank you. We see that. Hands are going up. Father God, we just speak to their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, regardless of what the report was, regardless of what WebMD may say, your word says they are healed by your stripes in the name of Jesus. So we speak healing into their bodies right now. We speak peace into their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.